Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Cook and Joe as the March Mania party rolls on here at Rivers Casino. Ron and I were just warming up in the bullpen. You want to take the eighth inning, Ron? I'll go for the close.
I will. Joe, how are you? Nice to see you down here. Should be a lot of fun. This place is already the lines for the wagering on these games. It's going to be a great day here. A lot of fun, I think.
I'm great.
You've already wagered, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm caffeine-addled. I'm excited for the tournament. I was just in line making two $40 bets on the University of Buffalo. If they get to the Elite Eight, Ron, my 40 gets me 400. If they win the national title, which I think they will, my 40 gets me 4,000. I'll take you out to dinner if I win.
Say you're an absolute fool for throwing it away, but that's
no,
okay.
Ron, betting on Buffalo to make the Elite Eight as a 6 seed, 40 to win 400 is actually a smart bet.
Okay, Joe, anything you say.
Are you getting in line today?
You're
putting your money where your mouth is today?
I don't make Starkey money, so I can't afford to wager.
No, you make much more than that, Ron.
Yeah, right. Let me see where I have. I got my little brackets here. I want to find out where I have. I think I have Buffalo winning the game.
Well, I hope so. They're a 6 seed, and they're really good. Little C.J. Massenburg here, little Nick Perkins there, Ron. Look what they did to Sean Miller.
I have them beating Arizona State, and then I have them losing to Texas Tech.
Oh, come on. If anything, they're going to lose to Michigan in the Sweet 16.
Oh, my God. They're
and
not
John
Beilein. They might lose to Arizona State. Who are you kidding?
Last week,
isn't that their former coach there?
Bobby Hurley.
Yeah, so it's a matchup against Buffalo against the former coach,
and then John Beilein is a guy who's from Buffalo and started in the high school ranks there at New Fane High School, Ron. Then he went to Erie County Community College, where he used to play football, with my dad. We used to play catch on the field.
You know what amazes me? We're in Pittsburgh at a Pittsburgh sports casino in a sports book, and we start the show by talking about Buffalo.
How does that work? I can do is be me, Ron. I can't be anybody else.
God.
I can't try to pretend to be anybody else, and I'm very excited to be here with you. The last we saw Buffalo in the NCAA tournament, by the way, they were clearing the bench against Sean Miller and his big, bad Arizona team. You remember that one?
I do remember that.
They didn't beat him, Ron. They embarrassed him.
Sean has had some bad days since then, too, I can tell you.
And before then in the NCAA tournament. Anyway, Ron, we'll go over our brackets later. Not in detail. Is there anything more boring than somebody going over their bracket in detail with you? It's like telling you about their fantasy team. Nobody cares about them.
Or they're showing videos of their family vacation.
Right. Exactly.
But you got to pick your final four.
Facebook photos of what I ate for lunch today. Are you on Facebook, Ron?
No.
Can I get you on?
No.
When did you get on Twitter?
When I was forced to a couple years ago.
Who forced
Kicking,
you?
Kicking, screaming. My Post-Gazette boss has wanted me on there.
I'm glad you're on there.
I am not.
Makes me feel at home.
It is an evil, vicious, mean, horrible place.
It really is.
It's a very horrible place.
The big news in sports, Ron, as we look up to our left at this particular moment, is Ichiro. And what a scene in the Tokyo Dome today. These are real games, official games.
Yeah, hard to believe. Earliest ones ever. I guess, you know, the first one actually was on the last day of winter. It's the earliest baseball games ever.
So that's
Seattle just finished winning again. They took two out of two.
Ichiro comes off the field after the eighth inning to just a thunderous ovation. An unbelievable scene, really, Ron. And every single player hugs him. And then I thought in a very fitting fashion for him, he just quietly picks up his bats and walks down the steps into the runway.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, you know, he's a great player. He's walking off into the sunset. You know, he retired last year. Actually, and I guess he came back because these two games were at the Tokyo Dome. He had retired last year, so this is really his second walk-away retirement party.
One of the quietest, phenomenal careers in the history of sports, Ron. He had 10 consecutive years of 200 hits.
Yep.
10 years in a row. One year he batted 372. the arm from right field. He had a rocket. I think if he plays here his whole career, it's something like 1,200 hits when he was playing in Japan.
Might and have then, broke Pete Rose's record.
I think he would have. Then he added 3,000 more. How will you remember the guy? And yet there's not really an iconic moment, is there?
He was never a home run hitter. He was more of a singles hitter. Of course, so was Pete Rose. His rookie year, I think, was 01. I think he was MVP and all to like 10-time All-Star. Is you're right, one of the great hitters, slap hitters of all time. First ballot Hall of Fame guy. I don't think there's any question about that. I'm with you. If he hadn't played all those years in Japan, I'll bet he would have broken Pete Rose's record.
Plus, he played in the Pacific Northwest, and I don't think he ever won a World Series, did he?
Those guys, I don't think so either. Those guys are almost like they don't exist because they play so late.
Exactly.
Right? You don't see their highlights.
It was so rare to see an actual game with Ichiro in it, or you had to stay up for one half the time. But, Ron, I'll stand by that
one. Two AL batting titles.
Yeah, one including, again, 372. Is that the highest mark this century? Since the turn of the millennium?
I don't know.
Anybody hit higher than that? I don't know. I doubt it. But it got me to thinking, Ron, what about here in Pittsburgh? Well, can you think of a guy who sort of quietly, underratedly had a phenomenal career that maybe he doesn't get enough credit for in Pittsburgh?
No.
Does anybody come to mind for
phenomenal?
You?
Phenomenal? No, I can't. I mean, the guys that have been phenomenal have gotten a lot of credit. I mean, what, Bill Madlock win, what, two batting titles here?
That's a good pick.
Does he get the proper credit? I mean, when he was playing, he was regarded as a great
hitter. That's a great pick.
I think he won four in his career, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, something ridiculous.
I'm trying to think hockey-wise if somebody did here. I mean, the numbers that Paul Coffey put up in a short amount of time were ridiculous for a defenseman. But he was celebrated for that.
Yeah,
he was.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say there was anything real quiet about that. I don't know, though, that we remember him for those numbers.
I do, because I have him as my, one of my, when we did that a couple weeks ago, your top five all-time Penguins. He was, Bill Madlock won four batting titles. Four.
How many here?
I think he won two here and maybe three here. Let me double check.
I think that's a great pick. If anybody has one, by the way.
I know he might have won one with the Cubs, but let me double check.
412-928-9370, 928-9370. As I mentioned, we are down here at Rivers Casino, right next to the sports book, and you should come down. Upstairs, the March Mania watch party is happening. There's all kinds of things going on. Not to mention, Ron, I just had a bear claw for the ages.
Was it good?
They have a restaurant. It's like an underrated part. People may not think of that when you think of a casino. It's one of the greatest. I call it a coffee shop. It's a restaurant is what it is. But the desserts over there, Ron, and the coffee are out of this world. And so am I at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think the restaurants are good. I've been here a couple times before, and I've actually done some promotion stuff here, and the food has always been delicious. It's a great spot. I mean, it's a great spot. If I knew I was going to win or at least hang even, I'd probably live here. But I could play blackjack all night long.
Is that your favorite game?
It's my favorite game. I could play it all night long if I could even just break even. My worst day, I won a couple times, but I was covering Pitt at Seton Hall. This is back in the day before there were casinos other than Vegas and Atlantic City, and it was like a 3.5-hour drive to Atlantic City. I got a car, drove to Atlantic City, and I had a limit back then. I was going to lose $200 maybe. Lost it in like 7 minutes, turned around and drove 3.5 hours back the other way.
That's great.
I mean, that's a literally true story. So
what's blackjack again? Is that 21?
Yeah. I love it. I'm addicted to it, but I've managed to control my addiction one day at a time because I just can't afford it.
You ever play craps?
No, I don't know how to play anything else. I don't know how to play poker.
I learned that a couple of years ago.
Poker. Slots bore me because there's no – it's just luck, It's
have
no
we missed out,
fun.
Ron? It feels like there's a whole sort of subset of men who smoke cigars and drink beer and play poker. And I never got invited to one of their parties because I wouldn't know how to play.
I don't either.
Are we going to die poker?
I got invited all the time because they wanted a sucker at the table to take my money. So,
I feel like I've missed out on that whole it feels like it's part of being
Joe,
a man.
Growing up in Buffalo.
I feel like less than a man for this.
You missed out on a lot of stuff growing up in Buffalo.
And yet
friend.
It's not too late, Ronnie.
I can tell you.
You want to start a poker club of media guys?
No, I don't.
Can we?
No.
Your house?
I don't like hanging around with media guys more than I have to.
I think
I want to play poker with
them? I can picture circles of cigar smoke, us swilling beer, throwing the – what do we play? What is poker anyway? You try to get what? What do you try
know.
To do?
I don't know. I don't. I never play.
Four of a kind? Is that the whole idea?
I don't get it. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
I think I'd be good at it because I wouldn't know what the hell I was doing, so therefore I couldn't have a poker face. I would literally not know what I was going to do, right?
You wouldn't have a poker face. There you go.
What was I going to say, Ron? Oh, we do have to go over some of these brackets for today and give our keen insights on the upsets of the day and things like that. But in the meantime, we have another big hockey game tonight, and one that happened last night.
Oh, what a game that was last night.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that coming up, Ron. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Eggersteiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Eggersteiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And by the way, if you can think of somebody in this town who had sort of a quiet, great career, maybe one he doesn't get enough credit for, feel free to weigh in via Twitter, via text, just mention that number, or give us a call, or stop by and tell us at the casino while you're on your way to making some bets on the NCAA tournament. 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe at the casino.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.